These are the ordinances, the laws that you should place before them. With a vav. Not Eila HaMishpatim, but V'Eila HaMishpatim. So Rashi over here brings down the Chazal. What's V'Eila connecting this to before? Kol Mokan Shneimar Eila, whenever it says the word Eila, Hosalas Arishayim. It discards what was said before. Eila told us Noyach. Eila means the focus is on Noyach. Noyach was the tzaddik as opposed to the generations mentioned before him. V'Eila, but if it says it with a vav, Moisiv al Rishayim. It is on to what was said earlier. Maha Rishayim Yisinai, just like the mitzvahs that were said before this were given at Har Sinai, Af Eilu Misinai. These mishpatim were also given at Har Sinai. What's the pshat? What's the bir hadvarim? Why would I have thought that perhaps these are not given at Har Sinai? So the svarim bring down mitzvahs that are ben adam lamakim and mitzvahs that the seichel is not mechayiv. So that is understandable. We're given at Har Sinai by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was given from a higher source. But mishpatim are mitzvahs that deal with mamonis, with money matters, with nizokin, with damages, with loans, with pikadon. These are things that the seichel or mechayiv. These are rules, these are regulations that every country has. America has its constitution. Other countries have their laws. So maybe this is something that logic dictates that was made by Bnei Adam, and it wasn't given min Hashemayim. For that, the Torah teaches us, V'eila HaMishpatim, Ma HaRishayim MiSinai, just like the earlier ones were given at Har Sinai, these as well were given at Har Sinai. Now let's take a look and let's see how these laws are heavenly laws and they could not have been dictated by Bnei Adam. The world says that Jews are very much pro-slavery because we have a parasha of Eved Ivri, and you know, we are very much in favor of slavery. Let's take a look at the slavery that the Torah speaks about, and let's take a look how a Yid is supposed to handle with a slave. The Torah says, Ki sikna Eved Ivri. If you will acquire an Eved Ivri, an Eved that's a Jew, Sheish Shonim Yavid, he should work for 6 years, Uvashvius, and in the 7th year, Yeitze Lachov Shechinam, he goes out free without having to pay anything. Simcha Zisel, the altar of Kelm, asks a question. Parshas Mishpatim deals with the laws of mammon, the laws of money. So one would have thought that we should start out with regular laws. What the din is when you lend somebody money, what the din is when you leave a pikadon by someone, when you trust somebody with an object of yours, he watches it, the laws of going to Bezdin, the laws of making a shvua. Then afterwards we'll deal with nizokin, with damages, the laws of torts, the laws of maishar, damaging someone. Eved Ivri, he gets sold. If he stole and he doesn't have the money, he gets sold. That's not the first thing that would come on your mind to deal with in Mishpatim. So why are we here when the Torah is presenting us with the Mishpatim? The first thing we speak about is Ki sikna Eved Ivri, a fellow stole and he gets sold as an Eved Ivri. How does that make sense to put this, the first thing, in the order of Mishpatim? So Simcha Zisel says a very ridiculous thing. That a father that has a number of sons, and this one's masliach in business, and this one's masliach in learning, and each one of them is masliach, and one fellow is having a hard time financially to the extent that he has to sink to the level of being a ganiv, and he has to be put in jail. Which son does the father have on his mind the whole time? He has on his mind this son. What's going to be with him? My other sons, they're Baruch Hashem, they're on the way, they're taking care of themselves. How am I going to take care of this fellow? How's he going to make ends meet? How am I going to get him out of jail? It's a terrible, terrible worry for the father. So the Torah is megalitas over here by starting with Eved Ivri, that these mishpatim are not stam mishpatim, that are laws passed down, they are laws given from a father to his children. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hagam, there are halachas of halvah, and there's halachas of pikadon, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us that the first person he worries about over here is the person that can't quite make it, the fellow that had to resort to Gneiva, he is the first one on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's list, we have to take care of him first. That's why the parish of Eved Ivri is mentioned first. That's Nekuda number one. Nekuda number two, says Rav Simcha Zisel, in secular law, what happens if a fellow steals and he can't pay back the money for the gneiva? He get put in jail. And what would that accomplish? You want to punish him. But to society, it would turn out that it's causing more harm than good. Why? This fellow resorted to stealing because he didn't have any money, but he wasn't really a hardened criminal. Now you send him to jail, and there he is for a while with other fellows that are criminals, and there he learns the tricks of the trade, and he becomes a more hardened criminal. And when he comes out to make ends meet, it's a galgo hachoizer, it's a cycle that turns once back again, he becomes a ganav again, and he steals over again, and again he gets put into jail. And all you're doing is you're causing more of a menace to society. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kisikna Ebediri Sheishonim Yavait. Bezdin took this fellow aside. They said, listen here, we're going to try and rejuvenate you. We're going to try and retrain you. You should be able to have it easy. They sell him to a mishpacha. They sell him to a family that has to be a family of means. They have to have parnasa, good parnasa. Because to afford an Eved Ivri, we'll see soon, it wasn't a simple thing. You had to have money to support him. The Eved Ivri goes into a family that has a nice house, a family that's able to afford it. Not only is the master mechuyev to support the Eved Ivri, but he has to support his wife as well. If the fellow's married, he has to support the wife as well. If he has children, he has to support the children as well. So this fellow who had to resort to stealing comes into a family where he has no daigus haparnosa whatsoever. Free room and board for himself, free room and board for his children. He doesn't have a daigus haparnosa for 6 years. He could just be here in a nice family and study the family structure and study how a person is supposed to act, how a person is supposed to conduct himself. In addition to that, this avdus that he has, you can't give him any labor that's demeaning to him. It says, Ki toiv loy imach. You have to treat him like you would treat yourself. Number one, you can't give him demeaning labor, labor that's a bazillion. That's number one. Number two, Chazal say, Warren Masechtas Kedushin, Kol hakoina eved ivri, ki ilu koina odain la'atzmai. If a person acquires an Eved Ivri, it's like acquiring a master for himself. Why? Because not only can't you give him demeaning labor, you have to treat him better than you treat yourself. If you eat steak for supper, you have to give him steak for supper. Ki toiv loy imach. You have to treat him as well as you treat yourself. If, let's say, there's only one piece of steak, you have to give him the piece of steak. So you're staking the Yerushalmi, you're not allowed to take it for yourself. If you have one pillow, you have to give it to him. You can't keep it for yourself. Why? If you keep it for yourself, you're over on the essay of Kitoy V'loy Imach. You're not treating him as well as you're treating yourself. If you say, oh, well, okay, so none of us will have it. That's a Midas Zdayim. Right? If I can't have it, you can't have it either. That's a Midas Zdayim. So Al Karachach, you have to give him the pillow. You have to treat him better than you treat yourself. So 6 years, free room and board. No daigus haparnosa. He gets to live with a nice family. And his wife and children also are taken care of. Mamash, he has 6 years to rehabilitate himself. Not only that, when you let him go free, there's a mitzvah of hanoke. Hanik tanik lay. You have to supply him mitzaincha, migarnecha, miyikvecha. You have to let him get back up on his feet. You have to let him start life anew. You give him parnosa to go out into the world. He's now rehabilitated. Givaldi, this is the way the Torah rehabilitates. There's one caveat. One caveat. Im adayin of yitan leikisha. His master has a right to give him a shifcha kananis. He has a right to marry you off to a shifcha kananis, and the children he has with this shifcha kananis belongs to the master. Im adayin of yitan leikisha, the Torah tells us, not your children. For isha v'yavodera t'yaladeh now. What is that? How does the Torah allow a fellow to marry a shiksa? This is a Ben Yisrael. How does the Torah allow this? It's a special Chiddush HaTorah. This was meant to give him a little bit of a patch, a little bit of a Musar Hasid. With all of the good that we're doing for you, and we're making it a nice environment for you, but you should know the Dvar Musa you have to hear. You sunk to the level of an Eved. You lowered yourself. That you were able to go and steal from someone else. That you were able to stretch out your hand and take somebody else's hard-earned belongings. You sunk to the low of an Eved, ad kidei kach, that is permissible for you to marry a shivcha. This was meant to be a wake-up call for this fellow. Listen, things are nice. We want things to work out for you. But at the same time, you have to do tshuva for what you did. You have to realize you did an avla, and that's it. Finished. So here we have the whole rehabilitation process. Gevaldik, this is a Meridike, Midas Rachmanis. The Torah is called Rachmanis for a reason, because the Torah has Rachmanis. This is the way we get a guy back on his feet. Oyvei, oyvei. This was supposed to be a wake-up call for the fellow, and it was supposed to allow him to get started in life. But the problem is, it says in the Pasuk, Re'ezem Otsosi, says it's a Pasuk in Kehelis. Re'ezem Otsosi, Asher Oso Elokim Eso Odom Yosher. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Odom straight. He created him straight thinking. But what's the problem? Ve'heim of Bikshu Cheshbonos Rabim. But they looked for the Reagan of Cheshbonos, they went off on the crooked way. If everything would go according to plan, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it, this fellow would start out life now, Givaldic rejuvenated. But what's the problem? Oy, oy, oy. Im Amr Yomer HaEved. What happens if the Eved, he misses the boat, he misses the whole point. He forgot that he's supposed to do tshuva. He forgot that this is not a lechet chiladika situation. He forgot that this was supposed to revitalize him to start life anew. He says, hey, I like it here. Or hafti es adoni, I love my master. Forgetting that his real master is HaKadosh Baruch. Avodayim, v'loy avodim la'avod. He's supposed to be my Eved, not an Eved to somebody else. And he says instead, oh, hafti es adoni, I love my master. Es ishti, I love the shiksa. You know, fine, nice lady. Es bonai, I like the little schotzemlach. I like them. These weren't supposed to be your children. This is not your wife. The Torah said beferish. You don't belong here. This is not your place. You're supposed to be doing mitzvahs on your own, not to be meshubah to somebody else. And what happened? You missed the boat. You missed the void, the whole thing entirely. What do we do then? His master brings him to Bezdin to ask kushus. He brings him to the door by the mezuzah. It has to be a standing door. You have to pierce his ear with the piercer. Why do we pierce it? We're telling him, fellow, you missed the point entirely. This ear that heard Al Harsina, you shouldn't steal. And this was all a process of rehabilitating you. And you totally forgot that you were here for doing something wrong. Instead of us putting you in jail, instead of you becoming a hardened criminal, this was supposed to rehabilitate you in a nice way. You forgot that this is only a temporary place? You totally missed the boat. Or, if it's a Meicher Atzmai, you forgot that the Torah says, Avodayim, V'lei Avodim La'Avodim, you're not supposed to be here. And then what happens? After your ear is pierced, you take a stay by the Odayim, V'avodayim li'olam, and you serve him forever. What does it mean you serve him forever? Chazal say, Lo'olam Yishel Yayvul. Now here there's a very tragic thing. What happened? He totally forgot where he was. He totally forgot that this is not the right way. And he invested his regoshim, he invested his feelings into this shiksa, and into these schotzemlach. And he thought that this was his family. What happens? After all that, you only stay till Yovel. Yovel comes, you leave, you have no connection to these people whatsoever. You thought that this was your wife, she's not your wife, you have no shaykhs with her whatsoever. She's ushered to you. You thought that these were your children, they're not your children anymore. You have no shaykhs with them whatsoever. And that's where it all ends. And now the guy wakes up from his dream, he says, Oyvei. Where am I now? I thought that this was my family. All this time and effort and feelings that I invested in this so-called family. And I see now that they're not my family. Oy vey. And it's a terrible, terrible tsar. This is the sad ending of an Eved Ivri that thought that this is his place. The Sfarim HaKdoshim say, the Chidosh says, Ki sikna Eved Ivri, that this is sort of a limud musar. Every person is an Eved Ivri Takodesh Baruch Hu. Sheish Shonim Yavai, the number 6, we worked for 6 decades. Uvashvias, and at the end of the 7th decade, Yezei, Yimeshna Yisenu Behem Shivim Shona, a person, the years of our lives are 70 years. six, 7 decades we work, and afterwards, Yetzei LaChofshi, we go out free from this world, as Chazal say, Chofshi min ha-mitzvahs. In Begapa Yavoi, if a person walks around free on this world, without any shibudim, without Omal Choshamayim, Begapa Yetzei, that's the way he's going to go out to Olam Haba, he'll be left without anything. In Baal Ishahu, if the fellow was Isaac in Isha, that's the Eishes Chayil, the Torah, the Yotze Ishta Imoy, then the Torah, the Mitzvahs, the Chasadim, will all go together with him up in Shemayim, as Oishtei in Chigah. In other words, this is the sad lesson that we learn from Eved Ivri. It's possible for a person to live his entire life and dedicate his kaychus to the wrong thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant your purpose to be one way, and you dedicate all of your kaychus to the wrong thing, and then when life is over, and he comes to the Olam HaEmes, he sees, Oyvei, what did I waste my time on? Chazal say that when a person is nifter, the neshama lets out a cry, a piercing shriek, that goes, Misayfa Olam V'Atsayfai. What is that piercing shriek? Chazal, the Svarim say that the neshama sees reality now. Now that it's been freed from the goof, now it's able to see things clearly. It says, what did I do with my life? How did I dedicate my life to such avolim, to such nothingness? Now it sees the emes, so it lets out a scream that goes, Misayfa olam latsayfa. Mashalom adavidayme. When my kids were younger, so I remember they bought a brand new Monopoly game. So that night I wasn't too busy, so I got down on the floor and played Monopoly with them. And my wife had taught them to play with good midas, something that I was unaware of. Taught them to play with good midas, let the other person buy part plays and this and that. Be nice, don't try and copyright all the money. And I sat down with them and I said, when it comes to business, we're not related. And I kept on taking all the money, you know, putting on my thing. And they were nice to me, very courteous to me, and those things. And I had this big pile of money in front of me. I got a little bit carried away. When the game was over, I had that feeling, hey, it's only a game. It's not the real thing. It felt so good to shas mice and piling it all up. But now we're back to the world of reality. The game is over. Now you have to go back to the real world. But that's really what life is all about. Life is a Monopoly game. In other words, we're busy here, we're busy with this, but the real world, the reality is Torah and Mitzvahs, and we get lost, and we get distracted. We don't have that true sense of purpose. The ultimate lesson of Eved Ivri is, you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan is to revitalize the person. But the Seif Dover is, from Va'avodei Le'olam, we have to realize that we have to serve Hashem in the right manner, so that when we come up there, we'll have that Isha with us, the Yotze Ishta Imai, the Torah and the Ma'asim Tovim will come up with us. Maka Ovev Imai, person Chas V'Sholem hits his father or mother, Mois Yumas. There's a din of Misa. Mekalo Ovev Imai, a person, Chas V'Sholem, curses his father and mother. Also it says Mois Yumas. Chazal say, Rashi brings it down, the Maka Ovev Imai gets chenek. It's choked. Mekalo Ovev Imai, the din is B'Skila, he gets stoned. Now we know, we paskin, that skila is the worst misa possible. It's the highest level of misa. Why is it that a makah of a v'imai, and imamish makes a wound in his father or mother, fellow mamish has a rosh, and over there he only gets chenek. Mekalal of a v'imai, the one would think, is not as bad. Why over there is the einish worse? So there's a Ramban over here that says that the reason why mekalal is worse than makah, although Makah could be as a worse Aveira, but Mekalel, it's more likely to happen. A person gets angry at his parents, get into an argument, and he starts screaming at them, and in the process, he loses himself, and he's Mekalel. That's a very shechiyadik thing to happen. He says, it's Motzri Eitzel Hakshilim. It's found by the Shaitim that they lose themselves, and they let out something from their mouth, they're Mekalel Ovev V'Imai. Hitting is not such a shechiyadik thing. That already really is a drastic thing. A fellow could lower himself to hit a father or a mother. That's not such a shechiyadik thing. But letting out a kloa, That already is a more schizdik thing. And since it's a more likely thing to happen, which is found by the shaytim, the male of the Torah has to enforce it in a way that it won't happen. It's mashma from the Ramban. The more shchiyah something is to happen, the more we have to tighten our belts and the more we have to do something to assure that it's not going to happen. Makabim, that's not so shchiyah for it to happen. But Mekalavim is a shchiyah that can think to happen, and that the Torah has to make sure it gets enforced, and there the punishment is worse. So I believe it's Rabbi Yisrael Salanta that says that from this Ramban you see a toys that the world makes. Because, you know, if somebody does, some people do something wrong. So the tendency is to say, everybody does it, you know, not so terrible. From this Ramban you see that the more shchiach a wrongdoing is, the more we have to put our foot down and make sure to stop it. Something that's not so shchiach, the Torah is not so worried about. It's not as likely to happen. But adarab, if something is rampant, if something is shchiach to happen, well, hepech over there is where we have to give that special punishment. Rav Elia Lopyan, the Sefer Leiv Eliyahu, says a different pshat. And why the Torah was more machmir by Mekalev of the Imai than it was by Makav of the Imai. He says, Dibur is a special matana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave. It's unique for Bnei Adam. No other Bria in the world has that Kayach HaDibur. A Malach does not have the Kayach HaDibur that we have. Of course, Malachim have ways of communicating, but not with the Kayach HaDibur the way we have it. Lehepach to the other extreme, Ahadol, a Behema, certainly doesn't have that Kayach HaDibur. Kayach HaDibur comes from a blend of the Guf and the Neshama. Vayipach Biapai Ruach Chayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu breathed into man the spirit of life. And the person was a living being. The Targum Kul says, what's Nefesh Chaya? A spirit that's able to talk. The Neshama infused in the Gashmi is the Keguf, which in itself is a tremendous nace. It's that fusion of Guf and Neshama that creates the Kayach HaDibur that only a human being has. So if a fellow hits somebody else or he hits his parents, hitting an animal also has hands and legs, the physical parts that an animal has. That's not a special matana that's necessarily given to a ben adam. But the Kayach HaDibur, that was something that was given especially to you. You're unique, that's what makes you special. And you use that special present that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you. What do you use it for? To be a Mekalel. That Kayach HaDibur was given to you for Torah. That Kayach HaDibur was given to you for Tefillah. That Kayach HaDibur was given to you for Chasadim, to help out people, to help people feel better. And what did you do with that special present? You use it to be Mekalel, to cause destruction. That is the greatest chet. And that Taka Mekalel of the Himay is Beskila. Once heard, not that Makom of the Hebrew is a great thing, but there it's not something which is unique to a Ben Adam. Zichri's Chayiv Misa, over not as bad as Mekalel, where he used that special Kayach HaDibur and he was Mekalel. Once heard a Mayudikim Marshal, how human beings abuse that which has been given to them. There was once a simple peasant and his wife. They never were in the big city, they were never outside of their surrounding Dalarams. And one time they're digging in their field, trying to make furrows to plant seeds. They're digging, and as they're digging, they hit something hard on the bottom. It feels like something solid. So they continue digging further and further. What do they see? A treasure chest. Wow, what's this big treasure that they uncovered? Quickly pull up the chest. They open it up. They look. See things they have no idea what this is. There's a crown there. Listening crown with pointy things coming up at the top. They never saw a king. They don't know what the king looks like. They have no idea what a crown is. The king's scepter, also, this big stick, shiny. What in the world is this? They see the cloak of the king that he wears, a velvety cloak. They have no idea what that is. So they start thinking, what could this possibly be? So the peasant, he thinks, I know what that stick is. That's a tomato stake. You know, you stick it in the ground and the tomato vines grow around it. Gewaldig, it's going to service Mayridik. And then she thinks, but what about that cloak? What could that be? Oh, I know. The scarecrow, he's cold when he stays outside. We need something to shield the scarecrow. We'll put that on the scarecrow. But what could this round thing be with the pointy things on top? is to make bagels. You know, the holes in the bagel will stick it on top. We'll be able to put it down on the dough. You'll be able to make a whole bunch of bagels at the same time. That's exactly what they did. And they were almost thrilled with the newly found treasure. A few months later, they had reason to be in the city, capital of the country, and they come near the palace, and just as they're coming there, the king walks down the long steps with his whole pamalia, with his whole entourage. He's wearing a crown on his head, he's wearing the cloak, and he has that scepter in his hand, and the peasant and his wife, they start laughing. It's mamish hilarious. Look at the king, he's wearing the bagel cutter on his head. Why is he doing a silly thing like that? And why is he waving around that tomato steak? And why in the world would he be wearing a scarecrow's cloak? Shuki, this is the king. What's the nimshel? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us tremendous tools in this world. He gave us a goof to serve him with. He gave us a kayak hadibra to serve him with. He gave us the wherewithal. He gave us mamonis. He gave us parnasa. He gave us food. All of these are tools to serve him with. All of these are tools that we should be a mamlechas kayanim, that we should be people that are considered malachim, kol b'nei Yisrael malachim. And what happens? We're like those peasants that don't know what royalty is. We get caught up in the idiosyncrasies of the world. We're like those peasants that totally forget that that crown was not meant to cut bagels with. It wasn't meant to do menial work. It wasn't meant for mundane matters. It was meant for ruchnius. The scepter, the cloak, these are all tools that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to serve him, to elevate ourselves in a manner of royalty. We've totally forgotten what that is. People that are make, the hands that were meant to give to other people, they end up using it to hitting. The dibur that was meant for Yevaldik Azakin, they also end up using it for the wrong things. This is the taina on the person why he's chayv stealing. I want to finish off with the Ma'udik Yevard that the Chassam Sofer said over. The Chassam Sofer used to have, when he used to go to the bathroom, he used to read papers negeh to science. Scientific studies. You don't want to waste this time, even there, until the Maisa Shahaya. When this happened, he stopped. What happened? One of the Gedolei Hador in the times of the Chassam Sofer was Hagoyin Rav Mordechai Banet, Zeh Tzadik L'Vrachah. Chassam Sofer held that he was the Gadol Hador in learning. So Mordechai Banet told him that he also used to have a minig to look at scientific papers in the bathroom. But he saw that studying science could bring you to Divrei Torah, to thinking in Divrei Torah, and he stopped. He was reading a paper, somebody had done experiments that if you cook meat and milk together and you put it in the ground as fertilizer, it causes the plants to grow much quicker. And he proved that such a thing works. That's pshat when it says in the Torah, Reishis bikurei ad moscha, Tavi beis Hashem leikecha, Loisevashel gedi b'chalev imai. What's the connection between the two? Bring bikurim and don't cook meat and milk together. What's the connection? She says, gevaldik. Because now that we see scientifically that if you put basha b'chalev in as fertilizer, it causes it to grow quicker. So I would have thought out reason magdim in lemitzvah. You should cook meat and milk together to bring the bikurim out quickly. Kamash malon, reishi bikurim ad moscha, tabi beis Hashem leikecha. Aber afal pikein leisevashel gedi b'chalev imai. Afal pikein, that is usher. So he said, it caused me to think of it by Torah. It's a very big shtickle, very big pshat. It caused me to think of it by Torah. From then on, he stopped, and from that moment on, the Chassam Sofer stopped as well. Have a good Shabbos, everybody.
Wait, but if the science caused you to think of it by Torah, so
you're supposed to think of Torah and learning. Torah.